Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ah, my goodness, it's right. It's Thursday, and we're rolling through it. Dave Jennings, I'm Dwight Whitten, hanging out with you. Before I get vindicated, I want to do a story that's going to give hope for guys like me all over the nation.
And there are lots of Dwights out there.
Well, I mean, physically. Mentally, I hope nobody's as screwed up as me. Okay, this is a study done. It was a study that was funded by Planet Fitness, which if they want to put out these details, they can. I applaud them for putting stuff out. Maybe it's just an incentive to just get kind of okay into shape. Here's what I'm talking about, dad bods. Evidently, Planet Fitness has an annual study, and the findings came out this year that dad bods are actually in with women.
Now, what? See, a lot of guys out there that aren't in great shape automatically assume they have a dad bod. I think for a dad bod, you've got to be reasonably slim, maybe just not cut.
I think you can have...
You can't have a giant beer gut.
You can't have a beer gut to be a... Because I researched dad bod, and it... I guess you can be a little fluffy around the middle.
Yeah, I think it's just a general lack of tone. You're still reasonably thin. If you decided to do Planet Fitness five times a week, you could get a little ripped. You have a four-pack instead of a six-pack.
And I would always ask my wife, when we're watching Wheel of Fortune and we're on the couch and you're resting your overly sized head on my stomach while I feed you popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have your head resting on some hard washboard abs, or would you have them? Would it be more comfortable on like a pillowy soft top?
Would you rather have a Sleep Number bed or Fred Flintstone's pillow?
Right,
huh?
That's where I'm going. You want a little padding, right? Evidently, it's paying off. 69% of women say that they find the dad bod attractive. Okay,
as compared to the ripped guy, though.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Would you rather have a ripped guy or a dad bod? And I think some of that, you know, if one person is overly attractive and the other one is not, wouldn't that make you a little bit self-confident or self-conscious in your relationship?
Sure. I think a lot of this goes to vanity.
Yeah.
If some people are obsessed with their appearance, they're probably a little more into themselves than you.
And you know what? I remember talking with a girl, and she said something along the lines, I don't know how it came up. I said something along the lines of, you know, well, wouldn't you rather have this guy that was ripped and all this other stuff? She goes, no, they're no fun. You can't go out to eat with them. They only eat certain things.
Oh, and they'll lecture you on their diet.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Sitting near a mirror. Jeez, who does that sound like?
Geez, I wouldn't know.
I can't. It escapes me.
It's Telly.
We know, Dr. Fauci. We were just being kind. So anyway, 70% of women say that they're attracted to men with dad bods. 59% of the women say they prefer a dad bod to someone that's really super muscular, you know, over-the-top muscular.
And they're probably harder to find, too, let's be honest.
Yeah, I would say that, too. 48% of the women say that dad bods are... the new six pack. So just call it the pony keg, right?
So I just automatically grew a six pack here.
Right, absolutely.
Sweet.
64% of the men that were surveyed with dad bods insist that, you know what, I'm more comfortable in my own skin this way.
Yep.
Another 69% are comfortable and confident with their physique. 72% of women say that the most accepting of, or what's it say? 72% of women and 68% of men say most people are accepting of the bad dad bod.
Well, who's not going to be accepting of it?
Right.
Hey, you're average looking.
Hey,
you're kind of thin.
So what do gals like about the dad bod? 65% of the women say that the dad bod is sexy. 80% say the dad bod represents a man who's confident in his own skin.
That's right.
In addition, they think the dad bod represents this. A good husband.
Mm-hmm.
A dad bod is a sign of someone that's supportive.
Yep.
A dad bod is it's a sign of caring.
Yes, sure. I'm all these things.
And a provider.
That's me.
There you go.
That's all of us.
All right. So,
because guys that lift weights can't provide for their families, apparently. I don't know.
No, I don't think that's what
no, you're
saying.
I know.
Okay. So yesterday, I forgot what we were talking about.
Okay. The topic was when you talk about the number of sexual partners.
I don't know what led to this, though.
I don't either, but the old theory is that if a woman tells you a number, you probably have to multiply that by three. They tend to undersell their promiscuity, whereas men try to oversell it. So if a guy tells you something, you see where we're already getting tangled up. It depends on the perspective of who's saying what, whether you multiply or divide. And that's where we got tangled up yesterday. So, for example, if a guy says, I had six sexual partners,
yes,
realistically, you divide that by three.
Right.
He's had two.
Right.
If a woman says, I've had 18 sexual partners, I shouldn't say that. Let's say the woman said six also.
Okay.
If you're the guy hearing that, you need to multiply that by three.
Right.
But if you're her, you had to divide that. Because it was 18, now you took it down to 6.
Okay.
So it depends on the perspective of who's speaking.
Okay. See, I was taking the perspective of the person listening to the number. Here's my number.
So a third-person observer.
Third-person observer.
Not Tim or Tina, the two that are wah-wah.
Right.
Someone just listening going,
Or if... Right. I'm saying if you hear a person's number, you need to adjust that number.
So let's imagine then that we're all sitting in a room.
Right.
It's Dave and Dwight, and there's Tim and Tina talking about their sexual partners.
Okay.
And Tim said, well, I've had six. And Dave and Dwight divide that and go, no, it's really two.
Right.
If Tina said, I've had six, Dave and Dwight say, yeah, you better multiply that by three.
Or whatever. Yes.
So that's the third person perspective.
Right.
If you're Tim and you hear six, you better multiply.
So you were saying,
if you're him and you hear six from her, see how
Yes.
That's how we got tangled up.
Okay.
So as you listen to this.
I will give you that. But if I may address the court for 1 second before we go to this forensic audio, I do want to add, we're getting a call on the hotline. What's the hotline call?
It's someone from LMPD. I'll take it. After the break, I told them we're doing a segment.
Okay. So, I hope it doesn't have anything with Tony. Is it LMPD?
It is.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
Here we go again.
He's supposed to be doing his community service, so it could be say, hey, where's Tony? I don't know.
Look, we're not Tony. LMPD. You're the one that put the ankle bracelet on him. You tell me where he's at.
We're not Tony's keeper.
No. Okay. So here we go. I'll give you that argument that you said, okay, the perspective was askew. We didn't know who was talking. However, I will not give you this.
You've been watching too much Matlock.
That's right. I don't know nothing about no fancy attorneying, but I do know we used to go down to old McGregor's farm and catch those bluegill and fry up them scallywags.
Oh, man.
I will tell you this. That does not excuse you and Tony saying that I said divide when I said multiply. I said multiply, and you go, no, you didn't. You said divide.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to the court the forensic audio from yesterday.
Is anybody tell their true number? Does any women tell?
Oh, you're not talking about phone number.
Women, okay. You have to add, you have to multiply by two.
Yes.
Men, you have to divide by
a third, right?
Yeah. No. Women, you divide because they don't tell you the truth.
No, that's right.
Men, you multiply because we don't tell the truth.
That's right. No, he's right.
You so if a guy says six, it's probably two.
Yes.
If a girl says six, it's probably 18.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what we're saying. The women's, you have to multiply.
No.
Divide.
Divide.
You can pick
her name, by the way. I need a name.
Susan. So let's say this. Susan only said...
Air quotes.
Air quotes. Only says that she's only made sweet, sweet love to four people. We all know it's 16, so you got to multiply it by four.
Bingo.
Okay.
That's what I said.
You said divide.
You said divide.
No, I said multiply. Women, okay. You have to add, you have to multiply by two.
Yes.
Men, you have to divide by
a third, right?
Yeah. No. Women, you divide because they don't tell you the truth.
No, that's right.
Men, you multiply because we...
All right.
I'm more confused than ever.
Okay. Well, then let's go back to this. Hang on. And I don't have it marked, luckily.
You said divide.
You said divide.
No, I said multiply.
Okay, there you two are arguing with me, saying that I said divide.
Ah.
Now, after that, I'm going to rewind the tape and go to my statement, the true statement that was said live right here on 840 WHAS. If the court will allow, please replay that audio.
You said divide.
You said divide.
No, I said multiply. Women, okay. You have to add, you have to multiply by two.
Yes.
Men, you have to divide by a third, right?
Aha. Uh-huh.
I will accept all apology letters to Dwight Whitten. Care of Clear Channel, or actually iHeartRadio now, right?
Yes, for a couple weeks now.
For a couple of weeks now. So anyway, I do feel I am vindicated.
Okay, you can feel that way.
Okay, see?
See, well, at some point during the discussion, we all got tangled up from perspective. So
right.
It sounded like we were taking multiple positions.
Right, but
that's not part of the number thing.
But then you two claimed...
I get you.
Good, sir. Okay. So let the guy that was right move on with the next story. Oh, I never flaunt my victories, Dave.
Oh, no, you're very good about that.
Thank you.
You're quite the humble cat.
Okay, we're always talking about different things getting set up for auction. For some reason, in 2020, all these sports trading cards caught my eye, and I've been following how much they're going for.
You've been into that.
I don't buy them, but I've been doing the stories because I think it's interesting how somebody's going to pay $50 million for a small piece of cardboard with bubble gum.
Because they hope to sell it for $60 million in 2 years?
Yeah, but good luck, you know? And then yesterday we did some rock memorabilia. Here's another example of that, Dave. A collector has just shelled out more than $281,000 for a doodle.
No.
It's a self-portrait caricature.
Somebody's stool?
No, a dude. Oh, that is terminology at the Whitten House for
yes,
the number two.
That right there.
Does Lemmy have to take a doodle?
Is John Lennon's stool.
A doodle.
You note the presence of strawberries.
It's a self-portrait caricature.
Oh, gotcha.
That Kurt Cobain did, entitled Kurt Cobain Rockstar. The doodle that he did on a TNT Music Center letterhead when he was in Singapore went up for auction. He signed it not under, you know how artists will sign at the bottom right? He didn't sign at the bottom right. He signed at the bottom left.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Cobain.
That's what you do with doodles.
Right. And then at the right-hand side, he wrote...
Courtney did it.
Nope. I don't know how to play, and I don't give a hoot! Exclamation point. And that sold for $281,000.
Did you see a picture of it by any chance?
No, I couldn't bear myself to go look for it either. Just like we were talking about yesterday, Lennon's doodles.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is a doodle of my poodle eating lots of pasta noodle.
Yes, oh, lots of pasta noodles.
Oh, I love lots of pasta, baby.
Well, you've got your pool opened up. People are opening up their pools. They're inviting people over.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Before you go, if you want to be invited back, you need to bring lots of pasta. You do the chips and the dips. They have chips from all over the place. They make them there. They have homemade dips. My wife loves the veggie queso. You can have them do a charcuterie board, which they will love. Friends of mine have gotten those, and they say they are first rate. They've been doing them for about 40 years, all the different cheese from around the world and the sausages and the crackers. You will love it. If you want to bring a little more, something substantial, maybe the main course is your deal for the weekend, get the baked ziti, get it without the meat, get it with the meat, cook it up, bring it over, and 10 people can feast on that for about $4 a head. Go to the website. You can order all of that. Go to the entrees. You'll see those family-sized entrees. Some you have to call ahead for, like maybe 12 stadium brats with peppers and onions. They can do that for you. And, of course, you can get the bread right there at Lots of Pasta, like a lot of restaurants around town do. So go to lotsofpastalouisville.com. Order what you want. Pay for it online. They'll email you back when the order is ready. They're also on the Toast app, and that is FREES.
And this weekend is Father's Day. I guarantee you, if his Father's Day lunch or dinner is Lots of Pasta, he's not going to be disappointed.
And give him a gift card.
That's right. There you go. Plus, after the bottom of the hour news, we're going to give you advice on purchasing a Father's Day gift for this Father's Day. So stick around. Dave right. Jennings and Dwight Whitten rolling through on a Thursday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
38 special on a Thursday. News, News Radio 840 WA 38 Thursday.
38 spell. Next time we have a Thursday together.
I want to do a Thunderbird Thursday too.
Let's do that.
News Radio 840 WHAS. Dave Jennings, Dwight Whitten rolling along on a Thursday. Let's do some housekeeping real quick as I go to Twitter, and that's where we find Patty Wooten, a.k.a. Paducah Patty, listening to Paducah.
Again, you guys have to marry.
Yes.
She could be Patty Wooten Witten.
Patty Wooten Witten. Patty, you got to admit, that has a great ring to it. Patty Wooten Witten.
Yes, it does.
Patty Wooten Witten was smitten with Witten. Okay, so she has two points of order. She has WKRP, I love the show, Chai Chai Rajwagwas. Yes!
Yes, Chichi Rodriguez.
And Chihuahuas was the name of the dogs that you have.
Yes, that's correct.
She also adds Dwight Whitten. That's what women think about dad bods, but what do men think about
mom bods?
Mom bods. Patty, I'll tell you, I love mom bods. I'd rather have a mom bod partner than I would a supermodel any day of the week.
I think it's the same thing. People that are overly obsessed with their appearance aren't a lot of fun to be around.
No, listen, I want to be with a comfortable, confident woman.
Bingo.
That's what I find sexy.
And that's what we have.
Right, that's what we have.
Who happened to be in great shape.
That's right. Well, a tomato,
just
potato.
A bonus, yeah.
WHAS.
This is a song I wrote, and it's called, fittingly enough, The Bourbon Trail. And it's see if you can spot 16 bourbons that are mentioned in this song. So 16 bourbons are mentioned. My old granddad, he passed away, but he lived 94 years to the day. He's laid to rest right up on Heaven Hill with a spray of four roses on his grave.
That's Bernie Lubbers doing a little bluegrass bourbon song there. Reason why is because comedian Bernie Lubbers and dear good friend of the show, he has a birthday today, so we wanted to say happy birthday, comedian Bernie Lubbers.
And yes.
Can't wait to get you back in on the show, man. What a guy. What an ambassador for bourbon. As well as we bring in cigar aficionado Chad Wade. We're going to talk Father's Day. But first, I want to say thank you. Just a little bit of housekeeping before we get into Chad Wade.
So we have dad bods and we do housekeeping.
Yes.
What catches?
This goes back to our WKRP in Cincinnati discussion. Mm-hmm. We knew Bailey because both of us thought
it was Jan Smithers.
Bailey was the more attractive in our eyes.
Not according to Burt Reynolds.
And we said Lonnie Anderson. What was her character? Thank you to Susan Graves. She says it was Jennifer.
Okay.
And she's right. It was Jennifer.
That's
how
right.
How do we forget Jennifer? Hey, let's bring him in right now. Chad Wade up in Smoke. Hey, Chad, how are you doing, man?
Oh, living the dream. How about you?
Same right here. And we were talking a bourbon just a little bit ago, and nothing pairs better with bourbon than a big, thick. I like the big, thick cigars, man. But that's also an art, pairing a certain cigar with a certain bourbon. But we'll get on that a later date. Right now, we want to talk about gift ideas for Dad, because it doesn't have to be just the cigars. He might have a plethora of cigars. What are some other ideas that we can go by and pick up for Dad for Father's Day?
You know, we're selling a lot of cutters right now. We've got a lot of different style lighters. We've got tabletop humidors. We've got bench humidors. We've got any kind of humidor you're looking for. You also, if you really want to think about it, he's got to transport those cigars. And if he does, he's going to need, like a leather carrier or a case carrier or a hearth, And these are real nice things that not everybody thinks of.
Well, okay, let's talk about that for a second, because I didn't know until I spoke with you. Cellophane has absolutely nothing to do with keeping the cigar fresh.
What about Ziploc baggies?
Actually, there is something that you put in a Ziploc bag.
Attractive as they are.
And put it in your refrigerator, though, right? There's some kind of a makeshift humidor, because I didn't know that. I thought that plastic kept it fresh. Until I talked to Chad, I didn't realize, no, that's just...
No, I think the plastic, basically what it does is keep it from marrying the flavors of the other cigars in the humidor.
Okay, so let's talk about it. You said a little carrying case. Would that act as a humidor when they're traveling?
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll keep the humidity enclosed, yes. Now, some of the carriers will have a humidifier into them, and it'll keep them fresh for weeks on end. I mean, if you had like a 5 or 10, I've seen what looks like a gun case, like a suitcase-style gun case that people use as that, and they put a humidifier in it. I've seen them last as long as 45 days.
So for the person that doesn't have humidifier kind of money or humidor money or even really expensive cigar money, what are some hacks you can do that are okay, and what are things you should never do? Should you freeze a cigar, for example?
Right.
Never freeze that cigar. We're not talking about, you remember how you could do cigarettes that way and you could put them in a freezer and they'd last for weeks?
Yeah.
Well, I would never want to do that with a cigar. If you want to hack and you don't have a humidor, you only got 5 or 6 cigars, and you put them into I wouldn't say a sandwich bag, but I would say a Ziploc bag, and you put them in the Chris Brother refrigerator, that'll last you about 2 or 3 weeks right there. You shouldn't have a cigar that long anyway, in my opinion.
Oh,
how do we know when they go bad?
Yeah.
Or do they go bad or just don't taste as good?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I think they don't taste as good. I think you can bring them back, the humidity to them, and freshen the tobacco back up, but I think they don't taste nearly as good after they've reached a date. Now, other people argue that, but again, with this America, we all have different tastes.
Yeah, okay, but let's talk about the age of a cigar, because I find that interesting. I begged you to take me through your personal... collection, and he walks me into this room, Dave, gigantic room, humidors with pull out trays everywhere. Mm-hmm. He pulls out a cigar. He said, this cigar here is from 1968, and you brought it back somehow through whatever process that you used.
Well, I haven't. That's an ager. You're not telling them the whole facts there. That's not just a humidor. That's an ager.
Oh.
And what it'll do, it'll last longer through that ager because of the way it's sitting there on that rack.
Huh. Okay.
And so that'll keep that cigar, but I still bet to the conversation that's not going to taste nearly as good as when it was in its prime.
Okay.
Now, when, if ever, do you smoke a 54-year-old cigar?
Right.
Well, I like to think for the, I guess I'm collecting it at this point. I don't know that I will smoke that cigar, but, at some point, I'm hoping that daughter will graduate, college, and it'll be time to pull out some of that number one tequila.
There you go.
And then let's also pull out some of these cigars and celebrate not having to pay for that any longer.
Well, have Tom Brady sign it.
Well, for sure.
Hey, we're talking dad gifts, and one of the best gifts that I could think of, Susan, if you're listening, is replenish my cigar stash from Up in Smoke. But we're talking about
human. I got you.
We're talking about, no, let her pay for it. Come on now.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
Listen, when we're talking about humidors, because that's my next purchase, I'm late in the game on everything. I was late in the game on bourbon, okay? I was late in the game on cigars in my life. But now it's a weekend. You have no idea. Chad, you don't understand how much I treasure that Saturday evening cigar with my number one tequila. I look forward to it, especially when there's nice weather and we can sit out on the back with Lemmy Dog. But I don't have a humidifier. What are the, if someone's going to purchase a humidifier for their father, what's some of the things we need to look for? Give us tips like that in case my wife is listening.
Well, if I'm going to get a humidor, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask myself, if I'm buying for someone else, how many cigars do they normally keep? Do you know? That's a conversation. If they got a significant other, maybe you conversate with them. Mm-hmm. You know, how are they holding on to them now? How many do they normally keep at any given time? Because you can get them as small as a 10-count humidor that's a small box they keep on their desk or on a shelf somewhere, and you can get them as high as 3,000 and 5,000 sticks.
Well, now, how expensive are humidors?
Well, I mean, they can start as inexpensive as $25 and go. I've seen the refrigeration units go as high as $3,000.
So he's doing the tequila and the cigar. I would do the bourbon.
Most people do. Listen, I'm an oddball.
It's your taste.
But I will say this. On the Saturday night when I had my tequila and bourbon, it's extra añejo that has been aged in bourbon barrels.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's there. But it's more tequila. Yeah. I'm just more of a tequila than a bourbon guy.
Now, when you pair the bourbon and the cigar, or the tequila and the cigar, do you start with the cigar and then figure out the bourbon, or
right.
vice versa?
Right.
No, if it's me, I'm starting with the bourbon.
Okay.
And again, you know, or the tequila, and I'm going to ask myself my flavor palette. And if, you know, if I have a much lower tolerance for smoke, then I know I need a mild to a medium cigar. And if I have a higher, you know, tolerance to that, and maybe the bourbon's a little stouter or the tequila's a little stouter, maybe we go to a medium to high.
Okay, so
and then,
it compensates.
You know, if you're going balls to the wall, real honestly, then you just go ahead and get the high, you know, the high volume of smoke, and it's just going to be heavy. It's going to be a very heavy smoke.
Okay, before we let you go, you're perfect. Okay. You're perfect pair. Your daughter graduates, whatever the occasion is, and it's your go-to.
Well,
what is your favorite bourbon with your favorite cigar?
Well, we just reviewed on the YouTube channel the J.W. Kelly, and I had been sleeping on this, had never heard of this brand, and just to come out in 2017, and their single barrel has a maple syrup-type flavor, and it's got that flavor note, and I'm honestly going to put that with a Syndicato cigar.
Hmm.
And they're both odd. That's a Tennessee liquor, but it's a Tennessee bourbon. It's not a Tennessee whiskey. It's a Tennessee bourbon.
Now, if you like that maple-y kind of flavor, I would suggest the Angel's Envy Rye. That has that. And then also the Maker's Mark Cask Strength has a hint of that.
Okay. Well, again, we're in America, so everybody's different.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I'm just giving you suggestions, yeah.
I'll review that next.
Yeah. and my go-to every Saturday night is the number one extra añejo with a cherub cigar. The same one that Clint Eastwood smoked in all those spaghetti westerns.
Now, if someone's
it's simple,
here,
but I like
yep.
it.
Now, if someone's hearing this and they want to go buy cigars for somebody, but they have no idea what to do, but they don't want to spend a ton, give us a really good, solid, can't go wrong, affordable cigar.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, then let me throw another curve at you. Then before you start asking about individuals, why not just get sampler packs? Because we sell sampler packs. I've never been into a cigar store, a real cigar store, that didn't have sampler packs. And so then they can get a little bit of everything from that one brand, and it gives them more exposure to a lot of things at a very economical cost.
That way, that makes way more sense. That way you can try a little bit of everything.
It's like a bourbon flight.
All right, Susan.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Susan, if you're listening, there you go. Chad, thank you so much, man. I hope you have a great Father's Day. I don't know if you have any plans, but if you do, enjoy them, my friend.
I'll be in Vegas. I'll see you there.
That sounds pretty good. All right, take care, Chad. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Have a good day. All right,
thank you, bud. I've got a hack for you, Dwight.
Okay.
So if your dad, I know my mom talks about, I'm sorry, my wife talks about her dad.
Yep.
And how he would be just fed up with the squirrels on the bird feeder. So he put garbage can lids on bird feeders.
Yeah.
And it was a constant Bill Murray battle with the little varmints, right?
Okay.
Well, for us and for a lot of people that have big decks with an
big
E.
What?
Or a trellis like we have with the wisteria growing on it, those wood boring bees.
Yes,
they come
carpenter
out in the
bees.
Spring and they come out. And they'll dig, and all the sawdust ends up on your furniture. You get holes all over the place. You get tennis rackets out. It's an ongoing battle. Well, we heard about this hack that ended it.
Okay.
So you take maybe a liquor. When you go to a liquor store, and they give you a paper bag for the two big bottles.
Yeah.
Kind of a medium-sized paper bag, not the full-on grocery store bag, medium-sized paper bag.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of plastic Kroger bags in there.
Okay.
That's kind of full. Twist the top and tape it. And I pulled out one of the little handles from the plastic bag inside to use as a little hanging ring.
Okay.
And kind of mess it up, ruffle it up a little bit. We hung it on our trellis. The carpenter bees think it's a hornet's nest.
Are you serious?
And they don't mess with it. I saw one bee. I was sitting there watching and waiting for these guys to come back. One of them poked his head out of his hole and booked it.
Are you serious?
Never came back.
Oh, he was a 70s bee. He was booking.
He booked it,
Are you
man.
Sure he wasn't trucking?
I think he was booking and trucking.
And it worked?
Haven't seen one since.
Okay. Well, I've got something similar to that my grandmother, Ava Yoder, used to do. She would, because she loved her garden, she would take, to keep blue jays and certain things away from certain places.
Right.
She would put rubber snakes.
Ah.
And the birds would actually think it's a real snake. And I'm going to try that because we've got a woodpecker now.
That's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Well, it makes it miserable, man. Right when you're doing anything that just requires silence, it's...
Yep. Are they on the house?
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
So if you hear me doing a commercial from my home production studio and you hear this in the background... And you think, well, that doesn't make sense when he's talking about Tony's breaking alignment. It's because there's a woodpecker honing in on my sound.
That's right.
Hey, let me tell you real quick about Backyard Oasis.
When you're lounging by the pool, do you see the dude? Do you see what kind it is? Is it the big one?
It's the one in the front, like a crow.
I
looked it up, and the name actually sounded nasty.
Oh,
I'm going to look it up again, and I'll repeat the name on the air. It's the name for the woodpecker.
Is it the downy woodpecker? That's little.
No.
There's an American flicker, which is kind of medium size. The pileated woodpecker is the huge one. With the
I'll
red
look
head.
It up, because I remember that. I thought, well, that name sounds nasty.
Okay.
It sounds dirty. Anyway.
As if woodpecker wasn't bad enough.
Right, I know. Right, exactly. Backyard Oasis, I love you. That's our Backyard Oasis, where we go every single night. I was just telling Chad about how I go out there every single Saturday night when we have nice weather to have my tequila and a cigar. But it's also where the Witten Swimming Pool is, and they have our swimming pool in the best condition I've ever seen. Backyard Oasis is the crew to call if you have above ground or an in-ground pool. They take care of all of the fuss and all of the mess. They come by once a week, okay? Your pool should be a source of enjoyment, not a pain in the rear. Let Backyard Oasis do all the heavy lifting and all the dirty, disgusting jobs, and you and your family just have fun and get tan. Have the neighbors over. Well, not the neighbors. Have friends over. Listen, Backyard Oasis is also your mobile pool store. Gone are the days where you have to go into a pool store and wait around with strangers. Let Backyard Oasis bring all your chemicals, your chlorine, your salt, whatever you need to do it on your pool yourself. They'll provide that for you. They bring it right to your door. They even install above ground and in-ground pools. You're going to love Randy and the gang at Backyard Oasis. Check them out at 249-5282 or go to backyardoasisky.com. More on the way. We're going to check in with Second Chances Wildlife as well. And Dr. Wayne Tuckson joins the show in the 11 o'clock hour. All on the way, News Radio 840 WHAS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.